What's up, everybody? It's Lex. Welcome back to Whatever Like That. So, I was watching some YouTube and also scrolling through some of these circulars, looking through some stuff. Ulta's having its 27 days of beauty. 21 days of beauty, I'm sorry, it just started today. And, you know, just the typical wind down, Sunday wind down. Looking through things, kind of just, you know, getting settled in for the night. The worst part about nighttime is if you have any sort of like, you know how when you get, how when nightfall comes, whatever sickness is rustling in your body, it gets activated. So now I feel like I'm extremely stuffy out of the blue, like I've been crying, and I haven't. I am having a little bit of Chardonnay, so I'm sure that's not helping, but I just vote for some tonight. I've got this eucalyptus here, this eucalyptus oil, so that should help kind of open my passageways up. I have been fighting like some sort of respiratory infection off for the past 2 weeks. This is 3 weeks now, going on 3 weeks, and because I work in a hospital, I do see the uptick of respiratory infections coming in through the ED. And I had a couple of coworkers with the coughing, the sneezing, and all the rest of that shit. So I was like, all right, it's time to get the mask back out. It's time to get the Lysol. It's time to get back activated. So I've got some sea moss from Sea Moss by Me. A girlfriend of mine has a small business where she processes sea moss and jars it up, and she sells it flavored, and I believe she sells it in its raw form. I bought some of that. I typically make the sea moss just raw and kind of like put it in tea or put it in oatmeal or something like that, or a smoothie. But it's nice to have it flavored because it tastes really good. So I got the sea moss jumping off. I also have my oil of oregano. I've been doubling down on that. I've got, it's pretty wild how all of us, how stuffy I've gotten since I've decided to, like, just stuffy. It's weird. What else? The sea moss, the oil of oregano. I've got the, what else? I've got some neem leaf powder. I know that that's a good autoimmune boost. It helps with a whole bunch of things. Google that one. That one's really good. What else do I have? My typical other, you know, slew of vitamins. I have those things. There's something else that I have, I thought. No. You know, I've got like spirulina and some of those things. But just, so I got a lot of, just very basic. Like, if you're into herbs and kind of Ayurvedic things, I've got a very basic kind of spread going, so it's been helping. Like, I haven't had a full on, I haven't had anything take me down. It's just you know, when you that nighttime situation and then that waking up and when it's expelling, you know, it's coming out. So other than that, your girl is fine. Last night I was watching, I was on social media and kind of scrolling, and I was feeling a little melancholy. Just briefly though, thank goodness, and I pray that this continues. I don't want to dwell in those spaces. And I have learned that, you know, social media really is such a fake representation of so many people's lives. I don't share nearly as much as I used to on social media. Every time I create a channel or a page or something where I want to share information, I always regret it. Because I know social media is a great way to make money. You can make passive income using social media. So I create these platforms for very specific reasons. And then, like this particular podcast, I've got like an Instagram that I do not use. And I have a YouTube that I just created, which I really hope to begin to post on YouTube as well. But In any event, the constantly being engaged on social media and that all that jazz is not really my bag. When I'm on social media, I'm doing things kind of like in private, you know? So I'm like sharing things with my sister, friends, and family, and we're cracking up about things. And it could be something funny, like comic relief. It could be recipes or, you know, life quotes, or I don't know, something along those lines. But it's not necessarily following a bunch of celebrities and looking at people pretend their life is so great. But I don't know what I was looking at specifically the other night, but I wasn't really ready to go to bed, and I was like, oh, God, I wish I could remember what I was looking at so I could tell you. I was looking at someone's relationship, and I thought, oh, wow, like, this is nice. You don't want you look at one, you know how, yeah, I know how it is, like, the algorithm. You look at one thing, you look at some mukbang shit, some goddamn mukbang ASMR. Next thing you know, that's all you see in your Discover page. Like, that's all that comes up. So I was looking at one thing, and then all these things started coming up about like relationships and people with children, and just, you know, like, 'cause that's like the natural progression. That's like to that in every culture, in every country, the natural progression is, you know, you find a mate, and then you mate and you have a family together, however that looks for everybody. And, you know, I just thought, wow, you know, I really used to be so hung up on that. And it did make me a little sad to realize that I'm going into my 42nd year of life, and I don't feel that that is that's not not attainable, but it's not, it's no longer a priority, and it's no longer it doesn't seem attainable. I'll say that. And I do tend to, I don't share, I don't really like to dive off into the conversations with people who don't have the same life as me, because you get the pacifying types of responses like, oh, and I think I may have mentioned this before, oh, don't worry, it'll happen, it'll come when it's time, and that doesn't help at all. Today, I don't, it didn't help before when I was living in the agony of wanting those things, and it doesn't help today. Although it's not meant to make you feel bad, it's meant to just kind of uplift you. You know, you tell, it's meant to be encouraging, but it's not. It is not hard being single because, you know, once you realize that what is normal and typical for most people's lives, for the majority of people's lives around you, is not what is normal and typical for your life, you do feel a little bit like the odd man out, and you have to start to, you have to start to, so you have to look at life completely different, and so, you know, a family and a partner are not a priority for me. The priority for me has now become my complete and total happiness. And the partner and the baby, those would be additives. Those would add to the bliss that I have created for myself. I'm not, I've decided to not seek those things in order to create bliss. I have to create bliss alone, and, you know, let my life be a reflection of the things that I attract. So, it still is not, it's not, it's the reality. It's one that I've chosen to accept. But again, you go down a rabbit hole and you start feeling melancholy like I did. And it's, you know, I let myself feel those things and then I move on, honey. I thought about it and I said, it's not, you know, it's okay that I feel like, oh, wow, I never thought that I would be here in this space, but I'm not sad. I'm not, I always think, oh, it'd be nice for some, you know, a little, I really enjoy a good conversation, like a good intimate type of conversation about life and goals and planning, you know, I do enjoy those types of things. I've had those things. I have not, unfortunately, experienced those things with people who I've had intimate relationships with. I've experienced those things with like coworkers or like, you know, of the opposite sex, coworkers or friends. And I love them. I get lost in those conversations. So I just can only imagine what it would be like to experience that with somebody who I'm actually into. So, you know, it sucks on one hand, but then on the other hand, like I said, I've made the decision to look at this picture completely different. And, yeah, I just wanted to share that. It was like a vulnerable moment. And, I keep toying with the idea of like, do I want to get back on social media, on dating sites and like meet people that way? Because honestly, I really have, very little interest in getting out and socializing. I enjoy outings and things with friends and family, but I don't have a itch to get out and socialize at bars and things like that. So I have my own idea of how I want to interact and socialize. But I haven't done any of that. I'm very comfortable in my own space at home. Go to work, come home in my comfy little cabin, essentially. And I really, you know, enjoy the peace here. But I can't, you know, you can't find anybody in this space. I can't find, nobody's going to pop up at my door. So I really need to do a better job of like seeking companionship, you know. Ooh. I had to take a pause for the cause and kind of get that out. I felt like every time I spoke, that damn whatever that was like clogging up my nasal passage. But so yeah, essentially I have probably since the top of the year, maybe at the end of the year, I decided to reimagine my life. And I decided to like picture it in a different way and just realize there's so much that, again, because social media is definitely not real life and a lot of people pretend they live these lives where the perfect picture is painted, they are the perfect person, they have the perfect home, they have the perfect spouse, their children are beautiful, the vacations that they take are amazing, and you know, all these things. It's like you really can get caught up in like really wanting those things, because who doesn't want the perfect everything? Who doesn't? And so I have cut back on a lot of like following people. I've cut back on following people who live like exorbitant, excessive lifestyles. I don't need to see it, because the next thing you know, I'm buying, you know, perfume every other week that is extremely expensive, and I'm buying shoes and all the haul videos and the expensive perfume collections and all of the wigs and the heels and the shoes and the vacations, and I've cut all of it out. Not because I don't have personal self-control, but then I'll be the one working all hard because I want to do that too. All the places that all your favorite celebrities and vloggers travel to, I don't want to go there. I want to do something different. I only want to participate in it if it's something that I truly enjoy. If it's something that I really want for myself. So, back to the dating situation. So I'm trying to decide if I want to stick my pinky toe back into the dating pond by using dating apps. And there are some dating apps that are better than others. And I specifically plan on only using those better than other dating apps. There's one kind of like whatever dating app that I might use just because it's easy, and I don't know, we'll see. But it's really just for access. It's because I know me. I know that I don't really plan on, like I said, I'm very comfortable in my space. I don't plan on bopping around after work, or on the weekends in certain spaces. And I probably should on occasion. I probably should at least twice a month. And I may. But, I would like to create a nice rotation, for a lack of a better term. I would like to create a nice pool of options, of a nice selection. That's what I would like to do. And narrow it down from there. I just thought there are things that I would like to do. Again, for the conversation bit, I really enjoy that. I really enjoy getting to know people. I really enjoy conversation. I really would love to plan a trip with someone. I have not done that. Woo! Woo! I would love to be able to plan a trip with someone. I would really love to, close out the year and do things. The end of the year is the best part of the year for me. It is my birthday, which is in November. It's all of my favorite holidays. Fall is my favorite season. Like, all of the things that I really, really love happen towards the end of the year. It's really like my new year. Like it's something about fall for me, which is like, it's like a new beginning for me. Even though things die in the fall, it is, I guess it's just a change in the weather, and I don't know, and maybe it could just be like, it's like it was back to school for us growing up in the north. Fall was like, okay, back up to, fall is the beginning of the school year and everything starts anew, kind of like in the fall. But anyways, it's my best time of year. I enjoy the end of the year most. And so, I just thought it would be nice to be able to experience a lot of those things that I enjoy, take some trips with someone else. So I really would like that. That is something that I would really like to do. So I hadn't thought about it much. I have a lot of other things that I think are more important. My health was a top priority for me. So I hadn't had, and I know how I can get, like I get on a me, 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 me type of vibe where, I'm just really not interested at all. I got my hater blockers on, honey. I don't see you. I don't see none of y'all. And because I'm just really focused, and I just thought, well, because I know that about myself, it would be best for me to just kind of grab it by the balls and reel this shit in. I don't want to spend another 5 years doing me and then just enjoying me, because then you get rusty, and then it just makes it that much more difficult to kind of get back in the swing of things and get back on the scene. On the dating scene. So, the last idiot that I talked to was it, we ended that officially in February. So, I think this is enough time. This is enough time. Obviously, clearly, I know how it is. As women, honey, you've been done. It might have ended in February, but girl, I had been done the year prior, child. So, yeah, I'm very interested in that. I think I would say, dating is probably my list of priorities. It's probably like number five, four or five on my list. But it's still something I need to kick into fifth gear. So, anyways, if anybody knows any new dating sites that are not trash, we're not plenty of fishing and we're not tindering over here at all. We're not cesspooling it at all. Let me know, whoever this reaches with my inconsistent ass. I did want to kind of mention, like I'm talking shit, and recently there has been this thing about deadbeat baby daddies, and I got this trend about discussing women's deadbeat baby daddies. But then, like, the girl who Morgan, who discusses her random man in Atlanta who she had a baby with, and then it's ex then he exposes himself, and I'm like, there's no way that this is the nigga who has six babies by six different women. Like, I'm so shocked. And then I was watching a vlogger who had posted a video and showed all of these other TikTok clips of other women and their baby daddies and how horrible, like, these men look horrible, like, unkept, like, how did they even get access to you? Like unbathed, like, poor dental hygiene, like, no manners, like, smells like weed, like, no daytime job, just, like, real ignorant and, like, real yucky. And I just go, wow, like, I can't believe people are out here living like this. I can't believe it. You know, it's one thing to get bamboozled by somebody who is, because it happens, who's put together, well-dressed, well-spoken, educated. It's another thing to, like, have a fool stand in your face and, like, you procreate with them and you give them money and you, you know, like, let them take up space in your home and, like, you give them chance after chance after chance. I take full accountability. There are a lot of times where I have not shared the terrible things that have happened to me in relationships because I have been too embarrassed at my own decision to keep a motherfucker around to try to call them out. I have always been too embarrassed to say, yeah, he did this and I did that for him. And then he did this, that, and the third. I have always been so embarrassed to even share with my sister how much of a fool I let somebody play me for. And yet these women are getting on social media and talking about their Debbie baby daddies, and then they're showing pictures of this man. And if the photo isn't bad enough, then they also have these stories about how rotten this person was to them and how rotten this person was to their child. And I just cannot make out what it is. Like, women, oh my God, it's such a hard job. It really is. The person that I was dating was really an idiot and really like a soul leecher, just really a draining man. You know, I can't remember because I share this and I don't do this enough. And so I don't remember if I've shared it on this platform before, but a lot of men that I have dated have been living and functioning through depression in our relationship. And so it showed, okay, so, and this is why I say that. It showed up to me in ways where they let setbacks really control their life. And they had no intention or drive or willpower, really, to overcome those things. And then it created insecurity in them. And then it, like, manifested in ways where they would be ugly, they would be mean, they would be, all the things that you can imagine a man being when he has some sort of insecurity, whether it's a financial insecurity or whatever. And 9 times out of 10, it was like a financial insecurity. And so the last person that I was with, you know, I had really realized early on that we were incompatible and that we had decided to go. I had decided that I had had enough and I stopped talking to him, right? Somehow he had reached back out to me. I had drinks one night. I let him come over and, you know, whatever. So then we started relinking again. But nothing about the relink up warranted him and I relinking, if you get what I'm saying. Nothing about our interactions had a hold on me. Nothing about, and it could just be that I just wanted companionship to some degree, because I honestly haven't figured it out yet. Nothing about this man was desirable for me. I knew that this man was not a long-term partner. I knew that there was no way that I would ever carry a child by this man. I knew that I would never live with this man. I knew that this man was someone who I could not take serious, who I could not trust, who I could not build with. This is, you know, this is what I knew. And not trust, I'm saying that, not that I thought that he was a thief or anything like that, but just, you know, I just knew, I think eventually I learned over time he was somebody who I couldn't trust. And I couldn't trust him because he was very emotionally immature, where he would use my vulnerabilities against me. You know, really immature, you know, had a shit life and blamed everybody else except for himself for that shit life. Another thing I noticed is the men that I dated who had children, love their children, but hate being fathers. It is the most pitiful fucking thing you ever wanted to see. You would ever want to see, you know, have your children and you're like, just like an absent fucking father. Like they're there, but they might as well have stayed with their moms. You know, pay when I got it ass niggas. That is so disgusting to me. You know, and so eventually it got to the point where I was just so upset with myself, you know, and I would constantly get into it with this person and it would constantly be like, leave me alone. We're not dating. And then it would be, you know, like he would be forcing the relationship. And then I guess there was just some pity or something in me that kept him around. But when I just say big bum energy, like, you know, just a defeated, conquered fucking attitude. You know what I mean? Like, I can't because I'm a have not. You know, I'm incapable of. I just can't. It's going to be too hard. You know, everything that is so unattractive. Any, just, you know, and then would have the nerve to be and say ugly things to me. So, you know, it's already like you're already not living in manhood. You know what I'm saying? You're a shit father. You know, this motherfucker complained more than a bitter baby mama. Complained every day of his life and did nothing to change his circumstance. Every day of his life. It was so fascinating to me. I never met somebody like this. I met somebody who was also depressed and hated being a father. But, this was next level with this person. It was next level. It was so draining while I'm struggling through this fucking Graves' disease. You know, this nigga want to talk my ear off about, you know, I don't know, just, I don't know, any type of complaint, complaining about work, complaining about life at home, complaining about his baby mama, complaining, goddamn complaining 24/7, you know, but then wouldn't make plans, wouldn't know how to, like, wouldn't have goals, you know, just a fucking bum. And I was, like, so mad at myself, like, girl, you already know you don't want this man, nothing about this man makes your titties tingle, girl, you've got to move on. You've got to tell him, you got to threaten this nigga, don't you come back over here, you've got to. And eventually, like, I was so happy when it happened, like, listen, because it was gonna happen. I was so happy when it happened. And, you know, that's a part of the bubble of gratitude that I'm living. And I pray that I never hear from and or see this man a day in my life. The burden of knowing him was so great. And, I pray that I never meet another person like him again. And, like I said, I can't figure out, you know, I feel like I said, I want the life that I live to be a reflection of the people that I attract. And it's very well possible that that is why I attracted him. I mean, ugh, it makes me sad, but if it, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to attract another person like that. I don't want to attract another person like the two depressed, men that I have in mind, the two very depressed men that I have in mind. There was another one. Every now and again, he comes to the town, we link up. Recently, it's not been the same type of physical connection because it used to just be like this really wild, like intense connection that we had. It's not like that anymore. And it fades over time. Obviously, when you grow up, it might still be that way for him, but for me, like the physical connection, like the physicality of it all, I still really enjoy, the sexual. I'm not gonna say really enjoy. I'm gonna say the thought, how can I say this? Okay, so the sexual encounters are not the same, because there's like no, it's like sleeping with a stranger again. You know what I'm saying? Like the connection over time, it just naturally will kind of dissipate. For me, it does. Like you, for me, I would have, it's like you have to build a connection, a physical connection with me, and then there has to be a level of comfortability and everything like that. So this person, it was like an intense, when we were together many years ago, it was like this intense connection, and it was like a familiarity that we had with one another. It's not the same. Like our last encounter, it was annoying to me, and I just thought, oh, I don't have the same, like, I say titties tingle a lot, but I didn't have the same titty tingle. He was like, actually, I actually really, remembered how much he got on my nerves with some of some of his like mannerisms and things like that. Like just not my vibe at all. Like as I've just grown, I'm like, oh, this is the opposite of what I'm attracted to. Like, his walk used to turn me on. The way he smelled, the way he did things used to just, not even close anymore. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, we can't link anymore. It's just not the same. And anybody before him, I felt like those men, and these were all black men, like mixed. Some of them are mixed, but they're still black. Just depressed for some reason, like literally actively living in depression and just, and not to say that I'm an angel, but like I realized that when my relationships were fucked up and then I was being mistreated or spoken to fucked up, then it became an insecurity for me, and then I became a bitch and I became mean. And so like the way that I was being treated manifested itself in Lex being a bitch. So yeah, I don't want that. I don't want to. I've been trying to be very in tune with how I feel about things, and when I start to feel anxious or I start to feel upset, I just try to like really pinpoint what's causing it and then kind of like talk it through with myself. And I really don't want to repeat it. If it's something that I can avoid, being upset and irritated is not something you can avoid, but like dealing with certain people who bring out the worst in you is something that you can avoid. And so I'm trying to be intentional about that. These are not people who I work around. These are men who I'm inviting into my space for whatever reason. For it could just be for a fun moment. It could be for just some light companionship, but I don't, it really doesn't make me feel good about myself. It makes me feel like a fucking moron. It makes me really feel like an idiot when I look back on how much time I spent with that last nigga. And like I said, how he should have never had access to me. I mean, just a moron in every sense of the word. Like I'm a go-getter and I'm always trying to figure out a way to be better, and when you date somebody who doesn't give a fuck about any of that, who's disrespectful on so many levels, it's like, ugh. Like vomit, vomit, vomit. You know what I'm saying? Why is this person around me? Why am I letting this person around me? So disgusting. It makes me feel like a fucking creep. And I don't want to feel shitty about myself. I don't want to continue to beat myself up about it, 'cause I beat myself up about this last nigga for so long. I talked about it briefly in therapy, but then I was just feeling like an idiot because I was thinking, at the end of the day, it falls back on me. And sometimes as women, you drag your feet on making decisions that are important to your life, and for what? I had no good reason. And so I'm very hard on myself about that. I'm also trying to be mindful that, bitch, you never had to carry this nigga's baby. And that's a blessing, okay? That was a big blessing. Never got into any type of financial binding, anything with this motherfucker. That's amazing as well. So I mean, I came out on top, but that can't happen again. It can't happen again. The only way that that would happen is if, God forbid, I get tricked. And I think I do. I think I am very good at having discernment. Like, I've always been such a critical thinker and an analytical person, and since I was little. And I think that as I've gotten older, I've made excuses about, oh, well, you don't want to judge and all these things. Well, honey, I'm back on the judging team. I don't want to be bothered with no fucking bums. And not just bums financially, child. I'm talking about bum energy, child. I'm talking about bum mentality, bum mind. I don't want none of it. I don't want no wimpy, conquered fucking man in my space. You got to put a plan together. I don't need King Kong because I just want to be led, child, and I just want somebody to take the reins. Not at all. I really love that I have the capacity to make great decisions for myself. However, I cannot lay beside a weak individual. I can't lay beside a bum. You got no business being near me. Period. I don't want it around me. It's dangerous to be around people like that. They will drain the life out of you. They will drain the good out of you. You fuck around and have a child. I feel so bad for that motherfucker's baby mom. She had three kids by this bum, three boys by this man. Like, this is your baby daddy? Oh, girl, I feel so bad for her. This is the shit she has to deal with. It's unbelievable. I just am like, God. Oh, God. It's like such a blessing to not be connected for life to somebody that sour. Anyways, that's enough. Like, I've just decided to keep my standards high as giraffe pussy. And honestly, do things for myself. I've never been a person to, like, I've never been a, like, rely on a man for anything. I just don't have the personality to be kissing nobody's ass and asking for shit and doing things that just don't align with me. You know what I mean? There are a lot of times you take L's in relationships and shit when you're like trying to figure yourself out and you're learning and growing and stuff. I've done that. But like today, a lot of shit that I did in the past, if I'm not who I was 2 years ago. I'm not who I was a year ago. That's a fact. And there's a lot of shit I just will not tolerate. And so, create an amazing life for yourself, Lex. That's the goal. Set your shit up so that you are going to be taken care of when you're no longer, should something happen when you turn 70, 80 years old. So just set yourself up, live your life to the fullest today. And when you meet somebody, they will be an additive. They will add to the beauty that you have created. And that's it. That's it. That is how I'm choosing to. That is how I combat the, oh man, I wonder what life would be if I had, Oh, you know what it was? I was watching The Ultimatum on Netflix. Oh my God, that's what it was. And there's a couple on there, Ryan and James, who have been together since high school, and they've had, ups and downs and all this kind of stuff. But I just thought, wow, their relationship isn't healthy, at all. But I just thought, there are people who have been together for a while and they've started families and They're still together, and of course, relationships are not easy. No relationship is perfect, but like, I'm nowhere near that. I mean, and if it's close, honey, it'll be a surprise to a beautiful surprise to me. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you see these things, and you're like, wow, I just wonder how life would be for me if I, met my person in college, or if I met him a few, I don't know. But I've just been, I've been running into a whole lot of buckheads. Me and a bunch of other people, I'll tell you that. So I do think that if you found your person and they're your true partner and they're kind and they are honorable, that's a blessing because that's not commonplace, especially in my hair community. Okay. So anyways, I just want to have a little moment with y'all. I'm gonna go ahead and breathe in some more of this eucalyptus oil because I just feel myself getting stuffy all over again. Y'all be safe. Ladies, y'all keep your head on a swivel. Whenever I start my what you call it, my journey to a license to carry. I'll probably discuss that and how that goes because that's on the priority list as well. It's the end of August. I hope y'all have a wonderful week. Stay cool. It's hot as fucking camel nuts out here. I'm ready for fall. I done all types of fall shopping. I'm preparing. I got boots and sweaters and jackets and dresses and shit. I'm just ready, y'all. Y'all already know fall is my season. I'm trying to fall fashions, these fashions. Be blessed, and I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Sit in shit too long. It stops smelling. So come the fuck out of there.